maybe they can't just forgive, you know, at the snap of a finger. Yet over time that they can see that we both have changed in our lives and that they can trust us now. Because when there is anger in your lives, there is no trust. You cannot trust the person that will turn on you at any moment.
Stai gute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Alaskan Native Edna Shugak as she shares about her family's battle with anger and forgiveness and the healing that God brought into their lives.
There came a time in our lives where after like 28 years of being married, our children were just out of high school, that I felt like I could not handle him being so cruel to his son that he could not even do well in school or felt like he could do nothing, that he was worthless. So I prayed about this and asked the Lord what I should do. I spent many sleepless nights wondering and praying about what I should do. And one night I just came to the conclusion that even if I were a perfect woman and I would do everything right and Don could find no fault in me, he would still find that I was doing something wrong. So from that conclusion, I decided that this problem was not mine, that it was Don's, that he had a problem with anger and he could not control himself. There was a lot of times when he went into a rage and he did not even remember things that he did or things that he said. And a lot of times it was really cruel. And he did things that, as a Christian man, that he shouldn't have done. So I told him that I would not leave him, but that he had a choice as to whether he should keep his anger and live by himself, or he could face the fact that he had an anger problem and he could live with us and he would have to take care of it. And at that time, Don understood then that there was something seriously wrong with him. So he asked the Lord to take away that anger, and God did. So our lives have been radically changed by that. Now we go out throughout the state of Alaska, speaking about this to various groups and letting them know that there is a way that you can live and be honoring to God in your life. You don't have to live a secret life. Your family doesn't have to feel guilty about things that the dad said or someone with an anger problem in the family has said, but that you could honor God every day and not think about giving in to this strong emotion that just tears the family apart. I didn't understand why my husband was angry, actually. I never understood what was wrong with him. I knew that as the oldest of 10 children, that they all had this, they got angry very fast. All you had to do was say something wrong and everyone would just be angry. You know, they would just stop speaking to you or just turn around and walk away and never speak to you for days sometime. And Don, I understood that he was angry, but I never really understood why he was angry until we start going to Family Wellness Warriors Initiative meetings. And well, actually the first one was Rising Above, and he talked about how he felt like his dad had abused him when he was young. But I didn't understand that it brought anger on him until when we went, and this was about 10 years later that we started going to Family Wellness, that I understood that the way his dad had put him down constantly and always making like he was not worth anything. And actually, that was the same thing that Don was doing to his children. Actually, he was raising them the same way that he was raised, making them angry because he would get after them if they did good, get after them if they did wrong, making like they could never do anything right. And so that generated anger in their lives. And when I saw how they were becoming, that's when I gave Don the ultimatum. Since Don has taken care of his anger, and we have sat the kids down, both both of our kids who are in their 20s now and ask their forgiveness for things that we have done to them, the way that we have made them angry and made them feel like they could not do anything right, made them feel like they were worthless. And, you know, so we have asked forgiveness for things and told them that there was, if there was any times in their lives when they felt like we had put them down, that they were to tell us, and we would then talk about it. And the kids did. They could remember specific times in their lives when we did something to them that made them really feel worthless. And at that time, then, of course, everyone was crying, and we asked forgiveness for it. And even though maybe they can't just forgive, you know, at the snap of a finger, yet over time that they can see that we both have changed in our lives and that they can trust us now. Because when there is anger in your lives, there is no trust. You cannot trust the person that will turn on you at any moment. There is no intimacy with your husband because you feel like you don't know him and he doesn't even want to know you and he thinks that you're worthless. So this has been building in our family so that we feel like we can be a family now. Don has even become a real brother to his brother. The family is getting closer. Don is actually becoming more a part of the family now. They're turning to him, whereas before they could not even stand to have him around. Now they're happy to be with him, and they can laugh and have a good time. And it's really like a family instead of just a couple angry people getting together. God has just so radically changed our lives. It's unbelievable. I feel like this is a life that he has set us free. He has taken the boundaries away from us, our fences we have put up to protect our hearts from being hurt. He has changed us so radically. It is unbelievable. Now Don and I can enjoy ourselves, each other. We can share things that mean something to each other instead of me always being careful to not tell him something that I think he will get upset about. But I can tell him anything now, and he accepts it, and he takes responsibility for things that he would never take responsibility for before. It is a life radically changed by God for both of us, a family. There's a verse in Isaiah that the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, there's a chapter actually that talks about, I think it's Isaiah 6, and it talks about that he will turn the ashes of our lives to beauty, and that's what he has done. The ashes that were cold and worthless, he has turned to beautiful. And we, as a part of everything that we do, we have the fireweed on a lot of our logos and stuff, because fireweed comes up first after the ashes, after there's a fire. And it's a beautiful red flower. And so that's the flower that we put on everything, because it's the most beautiful flower after ashes, after a fire. God has said in Isaiah that, you know, he will make us oaks of righteousness, which he has done. He has made us free, free to love him, free to understand him, free to pursue him, and free to live for him. It is a life that is worth living now, instead of just a life that is a sad and sorry one. Not knowing God, I didn't know God for, I didn't have God in my life for many, many years. Even after I came to know him at 18 and actually accepted him as my Savior, and I never lived for the Lord until I was like 28 years old. That all that whole time that I lived, I lived by myself. I was a lonely person. I couldn't understand how the world worked, why there was sin in the world, why people were not kind to each other. I couldn't understand the countries fighting each other, and there just seemed to be such chaos in the world, and I could not understand it. It was like there was a film before my eyes, and I was not given understanding about how things worked. I just lived in my own little world. It was like I just had tunnel vision. I just could see not just a day, not just a week, not just a month down the road, but just a very short time before me, just to live in order to get my next meal, to live in order to pay the rent for another month. There was no reason, no rhyme to life. I felt like, lots of times I felt like there was no reason even to live. I thought about suicide at times when I felt like there was nothing to live for. What was the reason for life? I felt there was no reason for life at all. Why continue this torturous existence when I could just go off into oblivion and not have to think about it? Then I learned that there is God. God made the world. In Genesis it said, God made the heavens and the earth. The first words in Genesis is, in the beginning, God. It just says that there is God. And to understand that is to be given great understanding and wisdom, to know that there is a being greater than us, a creator that has created this earth, that he has made man to live on it, and that he made man to have a relationship with him, that he made man to reflect his glory back to him. And when we turn away from that and live a life that is meaningless, without hope, then there is nothing for us. Only by turning to God and seeing that he is, and that he loves us, and that he sent his son to die for us, is our life given any meaning. It gives us understanding in our minds. We can understand. We can ask for understanding to read the Bible and to understand that. We can ask for understanding to be friends with people and to befriend them and to help them. And our lives are given meaning because of God in our lives. And it's the most greatest and wonderful gift that he's ever given us beside life, is to give us new life. A new life that is, that when he sets our spirit alive in him, then we are truly given everything that we need. We don't need anything else. If you've been listening to my story and you feel like there is no reason for you to live, that there is no hope in your life, that there is no meaning to anything that you do, you can turn to God and ask Christ to be your Savior. You can ask forgiveness for your sin, and he is anxious and willing to hear you. He's just waiting for you to turn to him because he loves you.
It's true, my friend. God loves you, and he has made a way for you to be right with him. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for our sins, and then raised him from the dead so that we could have this new life you've just heard about. Listen to Jesus' words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. If you'd like to know more, visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. If you're on Facebook, you can connect with us at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.